Hi, this is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting an environmental summit to get underway. About 150 world leaders are expected to attend Monday's start of the United Nations Climate Summit. The goal of the summit is to limit average global warming to 2 degrees Celsius, perhaps less, compared to pre-industrial revolution levels. President Barack Obama is in town for the event. He paid tribute to the victims of the recent Paris attacks shortly after arriving in the city. Hundreds of thousands of protesters on Sunday called for the adoption of worldwide environmental controls. The protests in Paris turned violent, with police firing tear gas and detaining about 200 demonstrators. Pope Francis landed Sunday in the Central African Republic, the final stop of his three-country African tour, and Chris Stein reports.
In the Saint-Sever displaced persons camp, Pope Francis was greeted by children waving signs with words like peace, forgiveness, and justice. The messages are apt for the Central African Republic. For nearly 2 years, the country has been mired in a sectarian conflict. Pope Francis's visit was widely anticipated and dogged by rumors that he would cancel. None of that stopped thousands of people from lining the road to the airport to greet him as he drove in an open-sided car, often called the Popemobile. Speaking to an audience of displaced people in the camp, Pope Francis said the country needs love, peace, and understanding to end the crisis. Chris Stein, Bongi.
Syrian activists say airstrikes believed to be from Russian planes killed at least 18 people and wounded 40 in northern Syria. The strike is reported to have hit a busy marketplace. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said the strikes happened in the town of Ariha. This is VOA News.